Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bobby Estilella. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting seventh. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Carrasquel. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Alex Carrasquel. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapone. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal White. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal White. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapone hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clary misplays the ball. That's an error on Clary. Kramer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early strikes out. Parsons drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Early out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carrasquel fields it and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to second. Two outs. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clary settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel bunts towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Meyer covering, for the out. Clary moves to second. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lapon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Lapon moves to second. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Ross reaches second base with a double. Lapon scores. Kramer goes all the way around to score. It's 2 to nothing, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ross scores. It's 3 to nothing, Tigers. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estalella takes first base on ball 4. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. Early strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 1 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 0 in the game. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 2 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York hits a pop-up towards third. Estalella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Ross moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Estalella juggles the ball. That's an error on Estalella. Ross scores. McCoskey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5 to nothing, Tigers. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Estalella fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parsons takes first base on ball 4. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Estilello fields it and throws to first for the out. Parsons moves to second. 2 outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parsons moves to third. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ross hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Ross reaches second base with a double. Parsons scores. Kramer goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Tigers. Lou Bevel now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by early for a passed ball. Ross moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ross scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Tigers. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clary settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Estilella hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-2 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Lepon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Clary takes first base on ball 4. Early moves to second. Lou Bevel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevel hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a pop-up towards third. Estilella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parsons hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-3 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 3 in the game. Spence hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parsons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Early hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.